Those who enjoy the music of Burt Bacharach, as well as live, lively tap dancing, are in for a treat when new show Bacharach and Tap opens for the 2018 Adelaide Cabaret Fringe Festival. The show pays homage to one of the greatest and most recognised voices of the 60s and 70s, celebrated through singing and dancing. It's the brainchild of seasoned performing artist and dancing instructor Diana Scalzi, and she joins us now in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why did you choose the iconic music of Bacharach as the foundation for this production?
I've always enjoyed his music since I was a very little girl. My mum listened to a lot of the, you know, 60s music growing up, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and it was always playing on the radio. I just loved it. She used to use it to put me to sleep. I loved it.
So for those who don't know who he is, what do you think rings the bell for most people?
I didn't know, obviously, who Burt Bacharach was when I was a little kid. I just was familiar with all his songs. And as I grew up, I realised, who is this incredible person who co-wrote, because Hal David wrote a lot of his hits as well. So I was always impressed by how they could write so many incredible hits, basically everything from, you know, Walk On By to The Look of Love, songs that you hear in movies all the time that you just have no idea who wrote them.
So were there any other old school artists you considered for a production, or was Bacharach always the favourite?
I'm a huge Diana Ross fan. I'm a huge, there's a lot of artists, Carole King. I'm an old school fan. I love even Billy Joel, things like that. I'm a huge fan of amazing songwriters.
So you've started many stage shows, but this is the first you've produced on your own, is that right?
This is the first cabaret. I guess I probably have produced one or two shows, music shows on my own, but cabaret-wise, yes, this is my first, you know, song and dance show and my first cabaret show, yes.
Is it daunting first-time cabaret?
It is, because there's a lot involved. You can't just, you know, with music gigs, you can kind of go up and not think about your, well, you try to think about your costumes and things like that, but it's very different. You have to actually put thought into how many sequins you're going to have and things like that.
Now, you're pretty much a one-man music machine at the moment. You've got a guitar in, and we've also got a tap board.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'd like to give us a live demonstration.
Yes, I can.
And what are you starting with, the guitar or...?
I'm actually going to start with... So I've brought in my tap board and tap shoes. So, yeah, it's going to be tap into the song.
Interesting.
So I'm going to have to move this mic to... If that's okay.
I think it's... You were practicing before. It was pretty loud, so...
Stop just standing up, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah. So Diana Scalzi is setting up to perform a live tap dance in the Radio Adelaide studio for us now. When she gets everything in position. And we'll have this live on the Facebook page if you just want to...
It's going to be interesting, isn't it? All right. Tapping with a guitar. Here we go. Oh, wait, let me just get my...
It's... I imagine there would be a lot of preparation for a live tap dance.
It's just because it's one and then the other.
All right.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you I break down and cry. Walk on by, walk on by, walk on by. I just can't get over losing you, and so if I seem broken and blue, walk on by.
sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Wakamba, Wakamba, Wakamba.
Diana Scalzi live in the Radio Adelaide studio. You're listening to Radio Adelaide Breakfast. Now, what can you tell us about that song?
That song was originally sung... Oh, hang on, different headsets. Hold on. Yeah.
It went from sitting to tap dancing to guitar, so...
I know, it's a bit of musical chairs happening. Hold on.
So you're okay, sitting on the headphones you needed. There we go.
That song was actually originally recorded by Dionne Warwick, who has an exceptional voice, and it's always very... interesting to sing that at 8:30 in the morning, but but it's good. It's good fun. It's good training.
So how does the tap dancing, you opened with that, is that how it sort of factors in most of the songs?
So there will be a piano player playing this show. I've actually got the amazing Alex Wignall, as well as I've got two pianists, one on the Thursday, and then on the Friday I've got the amazing Aidan McDonough playing as well. So I will... hopefully won't have to do so much musical chairs for the show.
Now, you of course teach dancing when you're not performing. How has that been beneficial to the sort of the creative process?
I have a very creative life in every... I write songs, I create dances, so I'm a choreographer, as you call it, but it's always a interesting life being creative because, you kind of have to force yourself to be creative even when the creative juices aren't flowing. If you're constantly teaching dance, you're constantly coming up with routines and you don't have those moments of waking up going, nothing's really coming to me today. It's like, oh, wait, I've got to choreograph all these routines. So you've got to constantly be on your toes and be creative. Yeah.
So when can we see you at the Cabaret Festival?
You can see me on the 7th and the 15th of June at The Jade on Flinders Street, 7:30 p.m.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and speaking to us this morning, Diana.
Thank you so much
and
for having me.
And a lovely live performance. Diana Scalzi, starring in her own production, Baccarat and Tap. It's part of next month's Cabaret Festival. You can find out more info about the show on our website, radioadelaide.org.au.